This is the week many Connecticut state employees have been dreading. In the face of an estimated $500 million deficit, the wealthiest state in the nation is laying off 6% of its workforce. Pink slips have started to go out. The bulk of them are expected by Friday. Caitlin Kim reports.
The mood around Hartford is grim. The threat of layoffs has been looming since mid-November, and now it's become a reality.
We're under the impression that they'll go out on Friday. People are very anxious.
Colin O'Neill is a child support enforcement officer who's worked for the state of Connecticut for 14 years. He's also president of Judicial Professional Employees, which represents about 1,000 court-based workers. He says some of his colleagues are so worried about losing their income that they're only buying one Christmas gift for each of their children.
They're trying to keep doing the good job that they do at their job and try and focus on their day-to-day tasks, but it is very difficult.
A couple of doors down from where O'Neill is standing, Republican Governor John Rowland and some state legislators are discussing the reason for the layoffs. This year's budget deficit is more than $400 million, and the projected deficit for the next fiscal year is $1.5 billion.
It's the only way you can save money, and the layoffs, unfortunately, very unfortunately, are going to take place.
Rowland said he wanted to avoid layoffs, in part by getting the state employee unions to agree to almost $1 billion in concessions over the course of 3 years. But Dan Livingston, chief negotiator for the state's 13 employee unions, says it's not that simple.
What he's saying is we want to take one-third from cuts in services, one-third from state workers, which are working class and middle class people who are, you know, like everyone else, struggling to get by, and then one-third from revenues, possibly meaning the people who can most afford to pay. So there's no logic in one-third, one-third, one-third sacrifice.
Instead of asking every state worker to lose $10,000 a year, Livingston thinks the governor should be looking at raising taxes on corporations and the state's millionaires, especially if it will help the state keep services Connecticut residents depend on. For example, 175 Department of Transportation workers dealing with snow and ice removal know they'll be out of a job, while a spokeswoman for DOT says it's premature to predict the impacts the cuts will have on the state's road system. Governor Rowland says services will be maintained.
This type of workforce reduction, it's less than 10%. You're still going to be able to provide services, and people are just going to have to chip in.
But Steve Lanza, executive editor of the Connecticut Economy, says the layoffs could have a big impact on the state.
It's going to mean, you know, less spending in the economy, fewer people with jobs, less confidence in the health of, you know, the economy.
And more importantly, Lanza says there could be a damaging psychological effect. Laying off employees will make the public think things are worse than they really are. One person preparing for the worst is Carl Chisholm. He's a prime candidate for a pink slip. He's been a maintenance worker for only 4 years. He and his wife, a state employee of 22 years, have been cutting back on expenses since layoffs were first mentioned.
Losing your job and having a family to feed and a mortgage and everything else, that's not a bright picture at all for anyone.
In fact, Chisholm, who now scans the classified pages every day, thinks the picture is bleak. After all, he says, 3,000 other people will also be looking for jobs. Governor Rowland says about 100 state commissioners and other managers will get pink slips this week as well. Union leaders say they will fight the layoffs, but Rowland warns that if the unions don't budge, there'll be a second round of job cuts. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Kim in Hartford.